WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Now, I'm guessing you've heard these words before. Self-confidence, self-esteem. But let's be honest, sometimes they feel like fluffy concepts, right? Like, how do you actually cultivate them in the chaos of everyday life? Well, buckle up, because today, we're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of building a solid foundation of self-confidence and self-esteem. Trust me, it's more about consistent action and mindset shifts than chasing fleeting affirmations. Ever felt like you were doubting yourself even when you had every reason to feel good? You know that feeling when your mind throws a curveball right before a big presentation or audition? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate those moments and build unshakable self-belief. First up, remember this. True confidence doesn't come from external validation, it comes from within. It's about knowing your worth, independent of opinions or achievements. Think of it like building a house. You don't start with the fancy decorations, right? You lay a strong foundation first. Similarly, self-esteem is that base. Start by acknowledging your strengths, your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Did you finally master that new recipe? Ace that workout. Celebrate those wins. Second, practice radical acceptance. Life throws curveballs. That's just part of the game. Instead of fighting against what is, learn to accept things as they are. This doesn't mean being passive. It means choosing your battles wisely and focusing your energy on what you can control. Remember, you can't always change circumstances, but you can change how you react to them. They're the cultivate a growth mindset. See challenges not as threats, but as opportunities for learning and growth. When things get tough, instead of spiraling into self-doubt, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger and more resilient? This shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. Fourth, surround yourself with positive influences. Think of it like a garden. You wouldn't plant weeds alongside your flowers, right? The same goes for your relationships. Seek out people who uplift you, encourage you, and believe in your potential. Distance yourself from negativity and drama. Remember, your energy is precious. Invest it wisely. And finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences and move forward with grace. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who's been feeling insecure about her abilities lately. She's got a big audition coming up, but the fear of failure is crippling her. She starts practicing, but she can't shake the nagging voice in her head saying, "What if you mess up?" Sound familiar? But here's where Sarah takes a turn. Instead of letting self-doubt win, she remembers these Stoic principles. She acknowledges her strengths as a musician, she accepts that nerves are normal, and she focuses on what she can control, her preparation and performance. She visualizes herself succeeding, celebrates every small victory during practice, and surrounds herself with supportive friends who believe in her talent. On the day of the audition, Sarah walks into the room with a newfound sense of confidence. She knows that regardless of the outcome, she's already grown and learned from this experience. She delivers a powerful performance, showcasing her skills and passion. And guess what? Confidence isn't about being fearless, it's about showing up even when you feel fear. It's about owning your journey, embracing challenges, and knowing your worth. So, remember these key takeaways. Build the strong foundation of self-esteem by acknowledging your strengths and celebrating your wins, big or small. Embrace the power of radical acceptance, accept things as they are, and focus your energy on what you can control. Cultivate a growth mindset, view challenges as learning opportunities, and surround yourself with positive influences who uplift and inspire you. And lastly, practice self-compassion, treat yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would treat a good friend. Ready to take action? This week, I challenge you to write down 3 things you're grateful for, no matter how small they seem. It's a simple act that can make a world of difference in shifting your perspective and boosting your self-esteem. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep building that unshakable confidence and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.